Welcome to Psycho Crap. I'm Adam. I'm the National Psychology Examiner for examiner.com. And in this podcast, I just like to talk about things in psychology that I find tremendously interesting. Last podcast, I began talking about four things you got to do to solve any problem. And the first two were to release what you cannot control and to control what you can control. The last two are solve and rethink. And that's where we left off. Solve. This step is so deceptively simple, so much so, I'm afraid my listeners will assume I included it as just a mandatory linking step between other more meaningful guidelines. Of course, you have to solve, so solve. Plenty of my listeners are familiar with management in the workplace doing, but not actually solving. For instance, I once worked at a department store in which a member of the management was quite fond of making visits to office supply stores, taping up clipboards with unclear uses, arbitrarily color-coded various minutiae, and getting trigger-happy with label guns. At the end of the day, this individual did quite a bit, but they didn't solve anything. At any time, we can ask ourselves if we are doing in the sense of solving by checking our tense of thinking. Are we thinking about the past or the future? The past is about our present disposition to what already occurred. The future is about choices. We solve this by making choices. Understand, there is nothing necessarily wrong with considering the past, but in the solve step of problem solving, we should have already be past this. Unlike buying clipboards and label makers, solving should be based on some sort of causal logic. Doing this will solve that problem because. And last, to rethink. Devising and applying a possible solution is a pleasant activity, almost too pleasant. Decision makers are prone to a phenomenon called commitment bias, which inhibits them from rethinking a decision simply because they have committed themselves to it. Commitment bias is so strong, the bias can exist even when the commitment is a mental rather than a monetary or physical investment. If we have chosen a strategy, it's also likely the case that we have some faith in it. Having this faith inhibits us from honestly evaluating whether or not it solves the problem effectively. Everyone wants to believe the choices they are making are rational. We must allow ourselves to question this. Actively make a choice. To test a solution based on a rational strategy, but do not be afraid to kill a non-working strategy to move to something else. Investors call this mistake chasing losses. A wise investor would sell her stock when it continues to drop. The loss chaser will tell herself to wait until the stock goes back up just a little bit in order to recover some of the loss. She only ends up letting the stock drop further and further. Release, control, solve, and rethink. Easy solutions can be wrapped up in difficult problems. These guidelines make the process easier. I'd like to add as a final thought, this minimalistic approach is not meant to say, do all these things and all your problems will be solved. Those approaches sell books, but not solutions. A significant weight of problem solving involves dealing with the uniqueness of the situation and the input of intelligent rationale. These guidelines serve not only to make this process happen smoothly, but just to happen at all. And that is part two of four things you need to know to solve any problem. This has been Psycho Crap. I'm Adam. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan. AbVegan.